Even for a country shocked at being back under military rule, it has been a stressful 24 hours. Rumours of a full-scale army operation were strong. And here, in the town of Michina, repeated bursts of gunfire from the security forces made people think it was already happening. Most of the shots, though, were fired into the air. Then an eight-hour nationwide internet blackout. For what purpose? We still aren't clear. This morning, the military was making itself visible in Yangon and other cities. That didn't stop people from protesting again over their power grab, as they have for the past 10 days. If anything, the soldiers provoked people to speak out even more over seeing their democracy crushed by the generals. This armoured vehicle found itself surrounded by hostile traffic, the drivers honking their anger. And here at the headquarters of the party led by Aung San Suu Kyi, more anger. "Release our leaders," they shouted at the police surrounding the building. They haven't forgotten that they re-elected her by a landslide just 3 months ago. She's still in military custody, her detention extended today, for who knows how long. The military's plans from now are hard to guess. The soldiers, though, are an ominous sign. These are combat units used to fight armed insurgents on Myanmar's borders and in previous unrest to shoot protesters. And they're back on the streets again. Jonathan Head, BBC News.